Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLuc. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLuc. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wynn Hawkins. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wynn Hawkins. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jensen moves to third. Ike DeLuc is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Button. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Button steals second. Ike DeLuc is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLuc strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromontii scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromontii is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromontii is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromontii hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Kirkland reaches second base with a double. Pearsall moves to third. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schilling. The throw from Romano and he is out, held applying the tag. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Power reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Power moves to third. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hawkins bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Held moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Button hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-2 in the game. DeLock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland who is chasing the ball. Geiger reaches third base with a triple. Schilling goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Geiger scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bob Allen now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yastrzemski moves to second. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yastrzemski scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Walt Bond pinch hits for Bob Allen. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a line drive towards short. Button reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Daly now pitching. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-3 in the game. DeLock strikes out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Held hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-4 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly strikes out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-4 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Don Button. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pumpsy Green now playing shortstop. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-4 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kirkland hits a line drive towards the mound. Forknealis catches it and throws to first to double up Francona. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Phillips reaches second base with a double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Daly covering, for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. held is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Held bunts towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Schilling covering, for the out. Power moves to second. One out. Don Dillard pinch hits for Bill Daly. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is walked intentionally. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-5 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Locke now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-5 in the game. Malzone strikes out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis is 0-for-1 in the game. Forknealis hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and two walks. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Power bunts towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Schilling covering, for the out. Phillips moves to third. Romano moves to second. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Held is walked intentionally. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Bobby Locke. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian strikes out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-6 in the game. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Phillips scores. Romano moves to third. Held moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.